Today I'm going to be talking about the Great British Bake Off, which has just finished for its first year on Channel 4 after moving from the BBC, and with its like new hosts Noel Fielding and Sandy Toksvig, and also the new judge Prue Leaf, who is more well known from Great British Menu, that BBC TV series. I think before the new series started 10 weeks ago, I think there was a lot of concern about how it would be, as it's on like a different channel with like new people, and I think with all like the current uncertainty and scary stuff going on in the world, like in Britain, like the Great British Bake Off is like a really sort of comforting TV program. I feel like it's like the TV series that Britain is like super proud of. So I'm just going to talk a bit about mainly what I've liked about the series. I also know that it's been on a different day this year as well. I mean, it's been on a Tuesday night. I'm sure on the BBC it was always on a Wednesday. I mean, like, I remember last year the first episode of like the new series was on the day of my first shift at Reading Festival. And I remember sitting on the bus home from my first shift being like, I have like 5 minutes to get home for Bake Off. And yeah, but so this year it's been on a Tuesday night, and I think the only complaint I have is like the adverts, which I then realised during the first episode that are a good opportunity to go and get a cup of tea or Bake Off snacks, as I like to call them. But yeah, I think this series has been really, really good overall. I mean, there were some sort of questionable decisions, I think, in terms of who got sent home each week. I think especially in the case of, I think, Julia, Jan, and then Liam. I think they were sort of my three finalists right from the start. But I suppose at the time they just sort of had a bad week and, yeah, probably their time to go. Also, it's always so amusing to see like the whole country kind of express such strong emotion and opinions about a baking show via Twitter each week. I find that absolutely hilarious. And I think out of the three finalists, I think the right person won. Another thing that I really like is that they've kept the sister show, or like the follow-on show, which is on a Thursday night, called The Great British Bake Off in Extra Slice with host Joe Brand, because I find that so funny. And some of the content this year on that show has been absolutely hilarious. So I'm glad that they've kept that going with like the same host and like the same sort of format. I think my favourite week of the series was the Italian week, mainly because it made me think of Italy and like all the amazing Italian food, as well as sit there watching it and consider ordering a Domino's, you know. And like sort of on that note, the week where was it Liam who made a pizza inspired bacon, put dipping sauces with it, and Paul and Prue were totally sort of disgusted and shocked at the having dipping sauces with pizza. And I was sort of like, have you never had the Domino's garlic and herb dip? But then I guess they probably just make their own pizzas. Also, I really like Jan and how she, especially at the beginning, she did all that amazing sort of like science-like stuff with like food and like the decorations. And I always remember looking at that and thinking it was really impressive. I know I said before, but I think definitely out of like the three people who were in the final, the right person won. But what do the winners actually do? What do they get? I mean, I think like the only person who's won Bake Off and who has actually gone on to do stuff sort of like afterwards is Nadia Hussein from a couple of years ago. I mean, I know that like, I'm sure it said at the end that this year's winner is, she's going travelling with one of the other bakers to get inspiration, which would be absolutely amazing. I also think that one of the things that is like each week, like before Bake Off, it's always been like one of my things. I wonder what sort of shirt Noel will be wearing today, because he's worn some really interesting patterns. I think especially that tomato one during, I think it was Italian week. That's been kind of fun. I think, again, like definitely just scrolling through the Great British Bake Off hashtag on Tuesday night on Twitter is absolutely brilliant. And how like so many people have such strong opinions about the show. It's amazing. It's and like some of like the crazy Facebook pages that have been made are like really funny too, and probably sort of not appropriate to repeat on here. So, but I definitely think that overall, like, this series has been absolutely amazing. Like, I think you get so many TV series like X Factor and Strictly and like, The Apprentice, and they get very repetitive each year. But I think, like, this series of Bake Off, like, even though they've sort of kept it sort of very similar to the BBC series, it was sort of, like, refreshing to have, like, some new faces on it and, like, a new judge and, like, new hosts. And I also wonder each week whether it's possible to watch Bake Off without feeling, like, compelled to either go out and buy something or, like, to make something. And I think especially, like, some of the weeks, like 1 week, they made like mini rolls, and like the next day I was like out in town buying mini rolls, and also like the millionaire shortbread, as well as considering ordering Domino's, like just because like they were making pizza on like the Italian week one. Yeah, so I definitely think that this series has been brilliant, like, and it's kind of sad that like it's over. Like 10 weeks just seems to have like flown by. And now we have to wait an entire year until, like, the next series of The Great British Bake Off.